This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. You know where to find me. I'm all up. And Facebook now. My Facebook page is blowing up, y'all, somehow. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, like myself, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to ask you the question: do you really love the narcissist, or are you addicted to them? Because so many people ask me, can narcissists love? Okay, can a narcissist really love you? Can a narcissist be in a healthy relationship? Can a narcissist really truly fall in love with you? Blah blah blah, boo boo boo, beep beep beep. I'm not worried. Like, I feel like, who do you really love, the narcissistic person in your life, or are you addicted to them? Because this is one of the questions I ask so many people. Like, do you really love them, or are you addicted to them? Because addiction and love, they look parallel. They run parallel a lot of times. They look the same. They really, really do look the same. But addiction causes you to act out of your character. Addiction causes you to act aggressively, to do the whole reactive abuse things like that. You can love a narcissist and also be addicted to them at the same time. But when you stop, sometimes you fall out of love with that narcissistic person and you truly become addicted to them, which is why it's so hard to let go. It's hard to kick an addiction. It just is. It really, really is hard to kick an addiction. There's so many people out there that could still consider themselves addicts and things like that when they're addicted to substances. But when you're addicted to a person, it's a whole different animal. It just is. So as many of you know, I've actually dated another narcissist before. I've dated a narcissistic woman before, and it was the most toxic, crazy, just enticing experience of my entire life. Which is why a lot of times people ask me, they're like, how do you know a lot of stuff from the survivor victim side? Because I've also dealt with a narcissist. I wouldn't consider myself a victim or a survivor or anything like that, but I've dealt with a narcissistic person. And I was addicted to this person. I loved her at first, the love bombing phase. We love bomb each other. It's wild. It's weird. We love bomb each other. We did all this stuff together. There's the clappiest clappy of cheeks. You know what I mean? Everywhere. We work together. It's just wild. That's why I tell people, don't mess around with narcissists that you work with. It's a terrible experience. Because I've done it. I've lived it. But I was addicted to this person. So much so, the trauma bond is equated to an addiction, y'all. When you fall out of love with a narcissist, you are still trauma bonded to them. Even though you don't want to be with them anymore. Even though you don't want to be around that person, you know this person is dangerous for you. You know this person is not good for you. Why can't I leave them alone? Because you are addicted to them. You are in a trauma bond. You are addicted to this person now. You just are. And how do you kick an addiction? Some people can go cold turkey. Some people can go in cold turkey. In narcissistic terms, is no contact. That's exactly what that is. So if you transfer that cold turkey terminology to narcissism and narcissistic abuse, it's no contact. What's the best way to get over a narcissist? Go no contact, because no contact helps you build up that muscle. It helps you flex that muscle. Because when you see this person again, when you cross this addiction, because sooner or later you might run into this person, because sooner or later you might see this person or have to interact with this person because y'all work together, because you live in the same city, you run in the same friend groups, and or you have kids together. So that happens as well. That happens a lot. So I keep asking people. You need to kick the addiction. The love part is done. I know a lot of people, you fall out of love. You don't love that person. I don't think you love that person anymore. I really don't. And people are going to argue with this. This might be controversial to some people, but I don't think you love that person anymore. And it's okay not to love them anymore. You are addicted to them. And that's kick the addiction. Because you can love, I say this in a lot of my videos. You can love someone from a distance. You can't be addicted from a distance. Addiction hurts. Addiction hurts. Addiction triggers you and things like that. So I just feel like you can love from a distance. I don't want this video to go rambling on and feel like it's victim blaming, but I don't want it because I want to empower people. But I just know how I felt when I came out of my little toxic situation. That I was, you know, I was angry, of course. I'm an angry person. I get angry easily. But I just definitely felt addicted to that person. It's just like you think about that person, you shake, you quiver, and it's just like you get angry, you get upset, you have flashbacks to that person. It feel like you can't live without that person. But when you get around that person, when you get back into that relationship, like when you break up with that person and you're trauma bonded to them, you no longer love that person. They've done the worst and the most despicable things to you. You don't love that person anymore. You break up with them, but you addicted to them, so you go back to them. Why do I keep going back? I feel terrible. I know this is bad for me. I'm losing my friends. I'm losing my family. My kids hate this person. I'm just, you know, I'm losing my I'm about to get fired from my job. I don't know what to do. Why am I still here? Because you are addicted to them. The highs and lows of that narcissistic toxic relationship get you addicted to them. Because non-narcissistic relationships, do they sometimes move kind of fast? Yeah. But it's kind of like fast on a plane. It's kind of like fast going up a slope. Narcissistic relationships start at the top of the hill and push you down like a roller coaster. You go wee up, back up. Ooh, wee up, down, high, low, high, low. And the lows hurt so much. When the high comes, it's like euphoria. It's euphoric. You get this good feeling. You feel great around this person initially, but a day later, 2 days later, you go back. People just like, well, I went back and of course it got worse. Like they were nice for the first couple of days and then it got worse. Yeah, they were nice for the first couple of days and then it got worse. But is it really them that get worse all the time? Yes, they get bad. They go back into their normal behaviors. But you yourself are no longer connected to that person like you used to be, which is why I don't think you're in love with the person anymore. I just think you're in an addictive relationship. You know what I mean? And I don't want this video to come off as controversial. I really don't. I hope I'm conveying the message correctly to y'all that you, once you kick the addiction to that person, you can get past that person. Once you break the trauma bond, you can get past that person. You can get over that person. Because I've talked to so many people. I told people yesterday. I'm, you know, a realtor in North Carolina.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
It just so happened I ended up meeting a couple of people yesterday. I saw them in person. We sat down in person and talked. And just hearing her story in person, it just resonated with me a lot because she's addicted to this person. He done did the worst, most despicable things to her. Got her acting out of character. She's a nice woman, kids and stuff like that. He got her acting out of character. He's like a super criminal. He's already been to jail a couple of times, like 14, 15 years in jail. One of the worst people I've ever, one of the worst stories I've ever heard. And she's just like, and she knows he is the worst person for her. She's like, the police had called. She said her son called the police. I hear my mom scream. I think she's dead now. Like, imagine your son calling the police, saying that I hear my mom scream downstairs, and then she's no longer screaming. I think she's dead now. Your son. And guess what? I think she's still back in this relationship. She's still dealing with this person because she's addicted to him. The worst possible toxic relationship. She doesn't love that person anymore. I talked to her yesterday. She does not love that person. She doesn't, because she's sad when she's around him, but she feels good at the same time. She's sad internally, but she feels good. That's why I say, when I tell people your heart and your mind are not in alignment, you will get punished. You will get hurt. Heart-mind alignment is your heart and your brain have to be in alignment for you to have a good functioning relationship. Because if you're getting led by your heart, you're going to fall. I promise you, you will. You're going to fall. You will. You just will, because your heart. This is going to sound so pejorative and so simplistic, but your heart can't see. Your heart is in your chest, y'all. It just is. Your heart can't see. Your heart is in your chest. It can't see. It can just feel. Your brain has access to your eyes, your ears, your nose, to see, smell, touch, feel, all the other stuff. Your brain is going to lead you, which is where your intuition comes in. Which is why when you get around one of these toxic people that I don't think you're in love with anymore, that you're addicted to, that's why your heart is feeling good at first. But then eventually you go back, your brain kicks in, just like, this is not good for us. So you're happy and sad at the same time. You have dueling emotions within yourself. You do. You're dueling with your within yourself, because that's how I used to feel, y'all. I used to be happy and sad at the same time around this person. I used to be happy. I'd be like, damn, we back around each other. But I'd be sad. I'm like, what am I doing? Like, yay, we back together. Yay. What's understood don't need to be explained. Yay. But I'm internally, I'm dying inside. My brain is shutting down. And, the trauma bond is just strong, y'all. So are you really still in love with this person, or are you just addicted to them? Because if you can understand that you no longer love this person like you used to, you're just addicted to them, I think this is step one into getting past the trauma bond. I really think this opened, like, I've been studying this thing since I started doing these videos and talking to more people and understanding their mindsets and listening to them. I listen, y'all. I'm a very good listener. I'm a narcissist. I listen. Yeah, I suck up information. I sucked up the information of so many people. And this is my thesis right here. This is my hypothesis, not my thesis. This is my hypothesis, like my hypothesis. That's what hypothesis is. I just don't think you're in love with that person anymore like you used to. I just think you're trauma bonded and you're addicted to them. And there's a difference. And when you understand that you're no longer in love with that person, I think they can help you get past that person. It's no longer love. It's addiction. You can kick addiction, because you can love from a distance. You can love somebody like, look, I love you, but we can't be together no more. We just dangerous. We terrible together. But you're addicted to him. Like, I love you. I no longer love you, but like I can't help but be around you. I'm drawn to you. I need you in my veins. You know what I mean? I need you in I need that nose candy. I need you. I need you intravenously. You know what I mean? I hope this video made sense. I'm not trying, like I said, I hope this video made sense, because I really hope it resonated with people. I'm gonna redo it sooner or later when I come. It's just been on my mind all day today. I had to get my thoughts and put them onto this video and put them onto this podcast. I had to get them out. You know what I mean? Because there's no other way I can convey this. When I talk to people, I'm just like, listen, I'm like, do you love that person, or are you just addicted to them? And they take time to think. Some of them just like, I think I love them. I'm like, are you in love? Cause love shouldn't hurt. Love shouldn't hurt, y'all. That's what people say. Love shouldn't hurt. Yeah. Love shouldn't hurt. You get heartbroken and stuff like that. You go through ups and downs. But some of these ups and some of these downs, you shouldn't. The down should be the end. You shouldn't have ups and pits. You know, you shouldn't fall. You can have ups and downs. You can have arguments and stuff like that. But I feel like cheating, physical abuse, you know, emotional stuff like that, that's a crevice. That's a crevasse. You fall into a crevasse. That's not no down. That's like you falling, like you trying to climb the mountain. You're like, you just falling endlessly into a crevasse where you can no longer see the sun anymore. But you're trying to climb out. And as soon as you start to see the sun again, that narcissist does something else terrible to you. You fall back into the crevasse. Like, and then they catch you like, hey, come on, let's climb out of this together. I still love you. I'm sorry. Let's make this work. They climb it up. You see the sun again. They drop you again. And they reach and catch you. Up, down, high, low, addicted. The person who is hurting you is also the person who is saving you. The person who set you on fire is also the person putting you out. You get set on fire and put out so much, you forget who's setting you on fire. You just remember who's saving you. And you care about the person who's saving you. You're addicted to that person who's saving you, because they are the only person that can save you, because they're the only person. They're the person who put you through that pain. I hope this video made sense, y'all. I hope this podcast made sense. I really truly appreciate it if you made it this far. I'm super thankful for all of y'all. You know I am. As the platform grows, we grow together. Because guess what? As much as y'all learn from me, you say you learn from me, I learn even more from y'all. As you can just see, you see this video is what I've learned from y'all. Also, with my own personal experience within it, this is what I've learned from y'all, the survivors, the victims, and the survivors, victims, and the thrivers I talk to. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. We're going through this together, y'all. We're healing together. Thank y'all for tuning in. Like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness is out. Peace. You know, my podcasters, y'all had a few extra seconds. I'm super thankful for y'all. If you haven't already, y'all need to follow my YouTube channel, because I do a series on there called Dear Mental Illness, where I read survivor stories. And I answer survivor questions and things like that as well. I read a story that people send to me through my email, and I answer it in video form. So I'm doing another one tomorrow. So dearmentalillness@gmail.com is the email address if y'all want to send them in, because I give y'all the access to it first. I'm super thankful for y'all. I truly appreciate it. Hit that 5 stars if you have it on Apple Music. If you listen to this Apple Music. Super thankful for y'all. Mental Illness is out. Peace.